In December of 2001, San Francisco supervisor Gerardo Sandoval sponsored a groundbreaking initiative granting Mexican nationals official identification that would be recognized by U.S. authorities. At the time, despite pressure from the local level, legislators were unable to get the governor to sign a bill granting non-citizens driver's licenses, and the lack of verifiable identification within the immigrant community was causing serious problems. ECR spoke with Supervisor Sandoval.
We couldn't get a governor and a legislature to pass something that would be successfully enacted. Since then, we've continued to advocate for the driver's license bill because having a consular ID card obviously does not allow you to drive a car legally nor get insurance. But they also will not take the driver's license test, and I think it's good public policy to have them take the test, to have them know the rules of the road, and to have to periodically take, you know, the tests that are associated with it, a vision test, and if they have any kind of other medical conditions that we know about it. So it's primarily an issue of health on our highways.
Governor Gray Davis made an 11th-hour decision to sign SB 60 into law in an effort to win over the Latino vote as a major recall upset loomed overhead. This piece of legislation required that all applicants for a California driver's license or a California ID card provide a Social Security number or a federal individual tax identification number and pass a driving test. As soon as Governor Schwarzenegger took office, he overturned the legislation. Less than 1 month later, citizens and immigrants alike took to the streets to protest his decision, pulling children out of school, refusing to go to work, and closing down their shops and businesses. A second protest was planned on Cinco de Mayo this week, but a smaller number of businesses participated. Angel is a local shop owner in the Mission and talks about the reasons for this and his community's frustrations with feeling unheard.
They think whatever they do, nobody's paying attention to what they do, nobody's listening to them. That's what the people say now to me. You know, I deal with these people. And I ask them, you know, every day when they come to my place, I ask them, what's going on? What do you think? I say, listen, man, I can go for 1 week. I lost my job. Nobody cares. I did them already. I already went out a couple of days to the protest, you know, like we did them on the past. Nothing happened. What happened now if I do the same thing? I want to get fired on my job. And then, hey, I don't get license. I don't get work. I don't get job. So what I'm going to do? People really want their license, you know, but nobody listens to them.
In at least 12 California cities, non-citizens make up the majority of adults, primarily supporting California's largest industry, farming. Angel talks about the discrepancies between those who have the privileges citizenship offers and those who work from below to support them.
Who's the one doing the job, you know? I don't see any people, you know, a guy who's been on the school for so many years learning computer or something like that, working on the field, taking care over there, you know, on the field, talking about tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. Nobody else does, right? But we need it. The guy who's working on the desk, on the building, on the computer, that guy, he need to eat. That guy, he has to eat. Who's the one is going to work to grow up his dinner, his food, his vegetable, whatever this guy is going to eat? Who's the one? People from some other country.
Supervisor Sandoval agrees and talks about the inherent racism in much of the current immigration policy, especially as pressure mounts to secure U.S. borders.
I mean, my own personal view is these folks are here, they're working, and they're a fact on the ground. You know, we have to accept that. They're here, and they are cleaning our offices. They're the janitors in the offices. They're the dishwashers in the restaurants that we all eat at. They are the people who change the beds in the hotels that everybody stays at and which drives the San Francisco tourist economy. They are the people who obviously pick our fruit and vegetables and so forth and so on. And it'd be hypocritical to want them to work here, and we use them, but not allow them transportation. And we're all just very mindful that there is an element of, racism that is involved in many of these measures. I mean, these folks are here, and I think if the folks were not from Latin America, you know, you would not see the same level of attention being paid to them. Not to pick on any particular country, but, you know, if you're a British butler with a heavy, you know, Cockney accent, you don't receive the same kind of scrutiny as if you're a dishwasher from let's say Nicaragua. And many times both are here without papers.
Martha is a young woman who works at a restaurant in the mission. She talks about the necessity of having a license and the consequences of inevitably being caught without one.
Most of the times they get ticket, they start like paying a lot of money, and sometimes they get they take away their cards. And I think it's bad because we know that even if the people, they don't have the driver's license, they're still going to be driving. I mean, most of the people, they need a car. They need to drive to go to their jobs. And even if they don't have the license, they're gonna keep driving.
Angel talks about the problems facing the whole community due to uninsured drivers.
We are in a big problem. How many people you see on the street driving without license, without insurance? So many people. I have my car, I have my kids, and then somebody come and hit me, my car, kill me or whatever, you know, and I get in a wheelchair. Who's gonna take care of that? Nobody, because these people, they don't have no license, they have no insurance. If they qualify, you know, to have their license, it would be better.
Ultimately, Martha sums up the reasoning of many.
I think because it's like me, like any kind of person, we're humans, and I think that we deserve the chance to have what we're asking for. We're working for this country, we're giving our best, and I think that's why we can deserve to have the opportunity to be listened by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For Enemy Combatant Radio on CalX's Amandla, I'm Sunny Anarchy.